All right. Fantastic. I'll show our appreciation for them one more time. Thank you, Gretchen, and thank you, Dr. Masters and Al, and all of our music ministry, our students up here who help, our volunteers and moms. Thank you all for bringing us here this morning. This was awesome. Appreciate it. Two thumbs up. So I shared this at the first service, but not so long ago, a friend of mine said that she was going to read the whole Bible. And so she started at the very beginning, like most of us would, right? She started in the book of Genesis, and right away she read about the story of God creating the heavens and the earth. And then she read the story of Adam and Eve. And then she read the story of Cain and Abel, about two brothers that didn't get along so good, and then came to the story of Noah. And she did it all in the very first day. And she said, "Nick, what else is left?" She was about this far in and had all of this to go. So this is what I remember from Sunday school. And I think we learned two things in that. One, it's why reading Scripture and understanding Scripture is a lifetime journey, because there's a lot in there. But also, we're reminded, and we're reminded this morning by our young people, that some of those stories from Sunday school still have a lot to teach us. So I need your help this morning, and we're going to do something different now than we did earlier. So are you up for it again?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now, what am I holding here?
Umbrella.
It's an umbrella, and I'm going to do something you're not supposed to do. Why do we open an umbrella? That's right, because it rains. And what's an umbrella do? It covers you from getting wet. That's exactly right. That's why we open an umbrella. Now, I want to talk a little bit about where rain comes from, and I'm going to have the help here of a project done by some of our kindergarten students over in Happy Land. In fact, one of our kindergarten students that's here this morning, and he didn't know I had this project. So, can anybody tell me what this is a picture of? Yeah. Yeah, a picture of rain. Yeah, what is this? Yeah, this is the water cycle. That's exactly right. Maybe you remember learning about this. And so there's water on the ground. And what happens to that water on the ground? What's that word? Yeah, the sun heats it up. And what's that E word? It evaporates. That's exactly right. And it collects up in the sky, right? And then what's that C word? What happens to it up in the sky? Condensation. You guys are good. And then, exactly, you beat me to it. After condensation, we have precipitation. And Leo, can you hold on to this for me? Yeah, so this is Leo's project and did an excellent job. Absolutely. And the rain falls to the sky. And this cycle happens over and over and over and over again. In fact, this water that I am holding right here might be the same water that rained down on Noah. This water has been around for years and years and years. Now, we use water in worship for something. Can anybody tell me what we use water for? That's exactly right. We have transformed the meaning of water, where one time God used water to undo the things that we messed up. Now we use water as a reminder of God's love for us. Now, what's something else that reminds us of God's love for us that we talked about in the last service? Yes, the rainbow. So here's what I want you to do from now on. Anytime you see someone opening an umbrella, anytime that you feel the rain, and anytime that you see the rainbow, I want you to remember that the same God who loved Noah and helped out Noah is the same God who loves us today. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Fantastic. Friends, let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for being a God who loves us. Lord, as we move out from this place, help us to be a people that will remind others that they are loved as well. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.